Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. As we enter into the heat of the summer, it is getting hot, you know. It was well into the 90s yesterday. And the heat of the election season, let's stop for just a moment and reflect just exactly what's happening here. Americans love to celebrate. And we're going to be celebrating Independence Day later this week. But why do they want to celebrate independence when they seem to want to be dependent? Dependent on government and dependent on foreign governments. This makes absolutely no sense to me. So what do the Democrat, liberal, progressives, what do they celebrate on July 4th? Today we're producing again because we have the administration fighting for our way of life, fighting for American people, and fighting for peace around the world. And he's taken a lot of guff for it. The liberal progressives just can't seem to stop their progressive ways, which, as Daniel Turner tells us, is regressive. They're going backwards. They will continue to promise you the moon, and they will take everything you have to pay for it. Our guest today is Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future. Daniel, how are you doing? You've been all over the place. How are you doing? Do we have Daniel? Uh-oh, we just lost Daniel. Well, we're going to have Daniel here in just a moment. We have, we have definitely made progress in the energy world since the administration has been here and stopped blocking everything. We know that we are number one now in production in the world. I believe that's true. And we know that the progressives are not going to stop. We mentioned that yesterday, how it's just little steps, just pushing, pushing, pushing. And we just keep moving away from our liberties and moving more into that dependence that I was talking about. All right, Daniel is here with us. Daniel, I lost you. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm back. The call dropped for a second, but I got out of the nick of time. And I am doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you missed my opening, I guess, but
I heard most of it. I did hear most of it.
Oh, okay. Well, I tried to keep it short today because I wanted to have more of you on today. So sometimes I get a little wordy with my monologues, but you know what? You understand what I'm saying about the dependence and independence, don't you?
Absolutely, and I think you raise a great point. If you believe in this sort of big government dependency and you don't respect and value and appreciate the founding of America, I don't know what you celebrate on July 4th. I find it hard for someone like Bernie Sanders, and I know this may be an unfair judgment, but I find it hard for someone like him to be grilling up hot dogs and hamburgers, wearing red, white, and blue shorts, you know, listening to patriotic music, because
that's a picture I'm not sure I want.
He seems to disdain so much of America. You never hear him talk about America in a positive light. So I don't know what he celebrates July 4th.
You know, and did you watch any of the debates? I know you were really busy last week. But when he was on the debate stage, he just looked angry. He just looked mad and angry. It didn't have any kind of all of them really did. You know, they don't have, as my husband likes to say, as Albert says, they don't have any hope. There is no hope in their life because they're driven with this, I don't know, it's just crazy. But they did. He really, he just came across as an angry old white guy to me.
Absolutely. And they don't have a lot of hope, and they don't have a lot of, they just don't have a lot of love, it seems, for the country. And of course, America has some flaws, and we have some institutional flaws, and we have a founding flaw. I love when Condoleezza Rice puts it best when she says America was born with a birth defect, and the birth defect was slavery, and it's never going to officially go away, but like everyone who has a birth defect, you physical therapy your way out of it, and you work at it, and we have made tremendous progress, but it's sad to see that crop of folks on the stage those two nights who just don't ever seem to celebrate the good that America is. They're just angry that it's not what it should be.
Well, we do have scars. Sure. But scar tissue comes across there, and you have the scar and you can have the reminder. But eventually, you know, it heals. And we'll always have the scar of the things we have done with slavery and other things that this nation has done that it shouldn't have done. But we're people. And we're flawed. But we need to rise above that. And I think for the majority, people are. And I think all this race baiting and hating and all that has pushed us backwards, not back into slavery, but back into questioning one another and, you know, having prejudices that shouldn't be there. And I do worry about that in our nation. But you know, I think one thing that about the American people is people in general, they do have short memories. They are forgiving. We are a generous and forgiving people. And we need to be practicing that and stop remembering all the bad and start focusing on the good. You know, I've had bad things happen in my life. If I want to sit and think about that, I can get really depressed and cry and go have some really good pity parties. But that doesn't do any good. That doesn't help me grow. That helps me stay there. And so to grow from that, we need to move on. And the progressives won't do that. They won't move on.
No, that's a great point. They never move on. They stay rooted in what allows them to be angry. And it does seem like an awful lot of people wake up looking for reasons to be angry and find oppression. And at the beginning of every day, some controversy arises, and it's the proverbial making a mountain out of a molehill. And people start their campaigns and demand their boycotts, and you just want to scratch your head and ask, you know, why people go out of their way to be angry. I've said before to you and your listeners that Bernie reminds me really of the classic, almost caricature of the old Soviet Communist Party leader, disheveled, angry, kind of ranting a lot, doesn't have a sense of happiness on his face, but also lives in wonderful largesse, you know, at the height of the Communist Party in the late 70s and even early 80s, poverty and starvation were rampant, but the communist leaders never wanted for vodka or caviar. They had a very nice life. And Bernie kind of strikes me as that. Yeah, he wrote a book.
He's a millionaire. You could write a book, too, and you could be a millionaire. That line, I'm never going to forget that line. I wrote a book. I became a millionaire because I wrote a book.
Exactly.
I'm working on a couple.
The line after that, when they asked if he would voluntarily pay in taxes what he wants to see the new tax rate be, and he laughed at Bret Baier from Fox News with that question and kind of scoffed, and he was like, no, I'm not going to. And then he went on to something about Donald Trump and I don't know what. So it is interesting that he's a man of multiple homes. He's a man who flies on private jets. He's traveling the nation for this campaign. But all of his policies would make that type of lifestyle anathema for the rest of us. And I just find that contradiction to be reminiscent, again, of those Soviet leaders back in the day, that the people live one way and the leaders live another.
I think you've captured him well. I think you have. And I think he's getting more and more frustrated, and that's why he seems more and more angry and almost desperate, you know, to take over this nation. I don't know how else to put it. We're headed into a break. I'm going to hold off on the calls till Daniel and I really get into our conversation. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Daniel Turner of Power the Future. You can visit his website at powerthefuture.com, and Daniel and Beth Ann will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Daniel Turner. He's been traveling around. He spent his week last week in Alaska, and he was in an airplane, so he couldn't talk to us on Friday and give us a report. So I'm just going to kind of turn it over to you, Daniel. Tell us what's going on. I've got a couple of your last, most recent blogs off of your website, powerthefuture.com. But what else is on your mind? Let me know.
Well, you know, I appreciate you giving a shout out to powerthefuture.com. And one of the things that I saw and that I wrote about and I took a bunch of pictures of, I was in a remote rural Alaskan native village. Different than anything in the lower 48 is there are still villages in Alaska that are totally cut off from infrastructure, right? There's no way to get there other by either boat or by plane. There are maybe roads around the village, but the roads don't connect to anything. And they are remote native peoples who have lived there for tens of thousands of years, et cetera. And in so many of these communities, they have the ability to develop natural resources because they are in Alaska. Alaska has many of them, but they're being fought at every step by the radical green groups, which is why Power of the Future exists, to try to fight back. And I was in a grocery store in this small village. It was in an area called Iliamna, which is in the very western part of Alaska, southwestern Alaska. And I went into the grocery store, and I just started taking pictures of the food and what the costs were. And I put them on the website, and it was remarkable. A container of bleach was $20. A box of cereal was $22. Milk was $14 for a half gallon of milk, so $28 a gallon for milk. And these are standard prices because everything has to be brought in infrequently because there's not a lot of people in the village, and food is really expensive. And I thought if they were able to open up, they're trying to open up a copper mine, and they've been fighting for years to do so. And I thought if this were, you know, if you lived in this village and someone from San Francisco said, no, we're not going to allow you to open up the mine, would you want to pay those prices? And are you surprised if your kids are leaving? I spoke to one wonderful woman, and her kids have all left the village, and she was sad because this is where they live, and this is their culture, and this is their historic land. And, you know, no one ever asks the Sierra Club why they are destroying Native communities, because in effect they are, by not allowing them to develop responsibly the only source of potential income these communities could have. And it was just really striking. And it reminded me of the mission of Power of the Future and what we're about. We're not about industry. We're not about corporate profits, and we're not about oil prices, et cetera. We are always about people. And to see this group of people who are fighting $100 million campaigns by the Sierra Club, by the National NRDC, National Resources Defense Council, that are trying to prevent them from bettering their lives, it really was shocking and quite disturbing. The disparity of wealth and the disparity of opportunity and the arrogance of these people in cities like San Francisco and D.C. and New York to dictate the terms under which this Native tribe should live. So that was really stunning for me and something I wanted to share with your listeners.
That is so amazing. And so the main industry there is copper mining. Is that what you – did I understand that correctly?
Their main industry has always been sustenance living. But about 15 years ago, an enormous copper mine was discovered, and they have been fighting for 15 years to try to open the mine. And I put a bunch of pictures even on Twitter and on Facebook. This area is so remote. It's 180 miles from the coast. But, of course, the excuse is always given. If you open up this mine, all the fish will die. If you open up this mine, we will increase climate change. If you open up this mine, just the constant attacks. Funny to tell these Native Alaskans that they're going to pollute their own land, right? That irony doesn't escape me, that these are folks who live off the earth, but the folks in San Francisco, where you can't even step on the earth because it's covered in human feces, they are telling the Alaskans that they are going to pollute their land. And, oh, but for us wise people in San Francisco, you would destroy your hometown. And, you know, the tribe is disappearing because people are leaving to pursue economic opportunity. They're remote, but they're not. They're not primitive, right? So they do have internet and TV, and they see the way the rest of the world is going, and it's natural. Young people want to be part of that, and they would love to stay in their hometown, but there are no opportunities. There are no jobs. They don't want to fish and farm. They want the prosperity that other Americans have. But without any opportunity, without any industry in their town, there's no reason to stay. And it is sad to see this community dying when, and that could be reversed instantly, not to mention the economic benefits of this copper mine, right? Not to mention the amount of copper we need in the environmental movement.
Not for just them, but for this nation.
Exactly. You know, a hybrid car has 86 pounds of copper in it. So all these green people, and an electric vehicle, a flat-out electric vehicle, has about 150 pounds of copper in it. So all these environmental wackos, on the one hand, demand that we drive electric vehicles. They all talked about it in the debate. They all talked about going to electric. Joe Biden said we will be 100% electric vehicles by 2030 when he's president, right after he cures cancer. We will all have electric vehicles by 2030. And yet the same people saying that are the ones saying we can't open a copper mine. We would need thousands of tons of copper a year to create all these electric vehicles. So we need copper. Where are we going to buy it from? China? Where are we going to get the resources to have these electric vehicles? So they live in such contradiction because it's not about the environment. It's not about climate change. It's not about these native people. It's about power.
And they'll say anything. And whatever pops out of their mouth, they'll just say anything. And the one, I think it was the first night of the debate, and I believe he was he governor of Washington? In Washington?
Governor Inslee.
Yeah. You know, and if you'd listened to him, you know, the wind turbines were going to save the world. At the same time, they're going to take out the coal. The coal needs to be there to make the steel. They need the steel to make the wind turbines. So I'm just shaking my head at these people. Go ahead.
Exactly.
But, I mean, he went on this rampage. It's like, oh, my gosh. And I wrote it down, too. I wrote, you know, wind turbines save the world. It's like, seriously, come on.
Exactly. You know, I'm in the middle of doing a big map of what America would look like under Jay Inslee's proposal. And I don't want to throw out a ton of numbers, but just a quick little example. The largest wind farm in America is in Texas, of course, because everything's bigger in Texas.
Of course it is.
It's about 100,000 acres, which is a pretty good-sized piece of land. The borough of Queens, where I grew up in New York City, is only about 85,000 acres. And it also houses 2.5 million people. So 100,000 acres of wind turbines. And it produces, every day, 500 megawatts of electricity, which is a lot of electricity. But New York City every day uses 11,000 megawatts of electricity. So just doing some quick back-of-the-envelope math, we would need 20 100,000-acre farms just to power New York City alone. Could someone, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, tell me where around New York City we are going to find 2 million acres of land of wind turbines that no one can live on? There is no habitat for the precious animals that the environmentalists claim to care about.
No farmland.
2 million acres of wind turbines. So when Jay Inslee says wind is going to save the world, get ready, all of you folks with land, because he's coming after it.
There's a lot of wind on that platform. There was a lot of wind, a lot of global warming on that platform. Both platforms that night, I said.
It's just, math doesn't add up. Their math, their logic, their science, their physics.
Oh, not at all.
Not add up. No.
Not at all. We're going to head into a break, but I do want to ask you about the wind turbines. And you can stop laughing during commercials.
I have so much fun.
The wind turbines,
that,
because they're wanting to put them out at sea. And Dr. Patrick Michaels talked about that a little bit. And I heard something, and I didn't catch the whole thing a week ago. And it was some of the fishermen that are a little upset about them doing this. And I guess they're restricting the fishing more and more because of it. And I didn't know if you knew anything about that or not, or if you would find out for us. But we're headed into a break. I am going to open up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. The topic today is our energy. And Daniel and Beth Ann will be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Daniel, when we were going into the break, I was asking you, we were both chuckling, but I was asking about these wind turbines that they're planning to put out in the ocean, out at sea, and I just barely caught, and I can't remember where it was they were going to do this, but I just barely caught an interview with some fishermen. In fact, I didn't really catch it. I heard it from the other room. By the time I got in there, it was gone. But they were upset about this. So I didn't know if you knew anything about it or not. Patrick Michaels had just mentioned the ignorance of putting these wind turbines out at sea because of the salt water, and it's just going to deteriorate them really fast, and they're not that efficient, and it was just going to cost a lot of money and do nothing. And so I didn't know if you'd heard much about that yet or not, or had been studying on that.
The only thing I have heard about this from people in the fishing industry is impact studies. Whenever we try to, in the industry, open coal or a copper mine or drill for oil or gas, etc., the energy industry is inundated with demands for impact studies, environmental impact studies, economic impact studies, and they're delay tactics that just stall the process for months and months and months. But when it comes to things like offshore wind farms, I think the fishing community has asked for impact studies. What does it mean for currents around the fisheries? What does it mean for a lot of farm fisheries? Because there are a lot of, you know, fresh, naturally caught fish, but there's also a lot of farmed fish in huge tanks, you know, netted containers. What is the impact on them? What is the impact on currents? What is the impact on charged waters, et cetera? And obviously, these enormous wind turbines are in areas of the ocean that are then prohibited from entering, right? You can't just, you know, fish around it as if it were a buoy. And so you're closing off huge swaths of water to the fishing community. So I haven't heard of a direct negative consequences other than obviously cost. But I have heard as a concern of people who work in this industry for a living saying, how come we don't get the same impact studies that everyone else has to do when it comes to green technology, right? That's the joys of being green, is you just kind of wave all those impact studies and you fast track it because it's good for the earth.
Well, I know that when I heard this particular interview, and like I said, I was in the other room and I didn't make it in there in time. He was really making a plea to the president. He said, I thought we were going to make America great again. He said, this is not going to make America great again. What about us? You know, they felt all by themselves out there. And, and you know, an overwhelming feeling of pride and empathy came over me. I have never been fishing like that. You know, this is their life. This is how they were raised. Just my husband was raised on the farm. It was their life. You know, they herded the cattle. They herded the hogs. They put the produce out in the, you know, they put the grain out in the spring and they harvested in the fall. And, you know, it went on and on and on. Took care of the cattle during the winter. They had to take care of them during the ice. They had to break the ice on the pond, make sure they had water. You know, and these guys were talking about their lives out there fishing. And the pride that I had is in America. And I know now that I'm jealous of you having gone to that Alaskan town, that small town. Small town USA is who we are. That's who built this nation. And, you know, and I'm not begrudging the city. I lived in Kansas City area. I grew up in that area. But the pride that I had is the natural resources and the way of life in this nation is so diverse and so abundant. And all these progressive and liberals that are screaming that the sky is falling and it's going to all end in 12 years unless we spend trillions of dollars. That's the only way we can stop it. You know, end life as it is so that we can continue life. They've missed that joy, that pride. They don't understand where this nation came from. And my heart just went out to this fisherman because he was like the little who that couldn't be heard in Whoville, you know. What about us? And I was just broken for him it just broke my heart. And yet at the same time, I swelled with pride because we have so much in this nation.
It's a beautiful point that you raised. Beautiful point that you raised. And I've talked a lot with you and your great listeners about the growing disconnect between people who live in the urban areas and now seem to have the power, the money, the political influence, and the people who live in rural America, where our energy, our food, our manufacturing, our military comes from, and they are the ones impacted by these urbanites. And I think what's missing from the urban, and I'm an urbanite, but so I that's my whole upbringing. I'm not a country boy. I've never grown my own food or raised my own cattle, etc. But I think the concern I have is that for folks in my world, that you don't have the appreciation for what it takes to make something, because you buy it, and if you don't like it, you send it back and you demand another one, and so you are in a consumer world, not a producing world. And the people who produce have a greater vision of balance, of respect for nature, of what it takes to produce. And I think that's where the fishermen are, right? They understand all it takes to maintain their livelihood, whereas most of us just go to the restaurant and order sushi, and if we don't like it, we ask for our money back. And that's our understanding of fish. And we don't have that appreciation.
People have become so removed from the farm or from the farms. And, you know, there are fish farms. And it's just, you know, it's just such it's just a wonderful thing what America can do, the ingenuity of Americans. But they are so far removed. It used to be everybody had a grandmother or grandfather or aunt and uncle that was on the farm, and they'd go visit the farm for a few days in the summer and get a little piece of that life, you know, and understand what it was like, enjoy it for a time, and then go back to the suburb or the city, you know,
exactly.
And rest, so to speak. I don't know that you really rest there. But, you know, now we're so many generations out that they don't know their milk comes from the cow. And there are people that say, well, why don't they just buy their hamburger at the store like everybody else does? Well, where do you think that comes from? They've got such a disconnect. And I know that sounds absurd, but there are people who think that.
Exactly.
They don't understand that it takes this out here to get that in there, and it takes those trucks to move it there, or the trains to move it from one place to the other, and it takes energy, it takes the infrastructure, and while we can do things better, we can do things cleaner, and we have cleaned up our act. You know, for them to sit there and say, if the America doesn't change something, the world's going to end in 12 years. What about China? What about some of these others that refuse to change? In fact, they claim they're going to get worse. They're not going to get better because they're just going to keep pushing and pushing. They're not so hipped up over them. It's all about destroying America. And I hate to say that out loud, but I believe that it is about destroying this nation.
It's a great point, and that's my deep, deep concern, philosophical concern with Ms. Ocasio-Cortez. It's not a political difference, but it's a philosophical distinction, is when she is on her Instagram video cutting up an avocado and she's talking about how her generation has never known prosperity. It is sad to think that for an economics major, she has never been taught to marvel at the tens of thousands of transactions that took place behind the scenes, men and women whose names she will never know, that got her that avocado for $1 from everyone who grows and ships and makes fertilizer, and even the mechanic who fixed the tractor 4 days ago, and the mechanic's wife who made breakfast that morning so the mechanic was strong enough to go fix the tractor, right? There are just millions of people involved in our transactions, and she doesn't see that with a sense of awe, and that's that aloofness and that entitledness which has come to typify the millennial generation, that she has the gall to eat that avocado on Instagram Live and say that her generation has never known prosperity in America. It's bizarre to have that level of disconnect.
And if we had her way with the Green New Deal, we'll all be drinking out of toilets, or we wished we had a toilet. We'll be in the sewer. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Daniel Turner with Power of the Future. Visit powerofthefuture.com, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 18
1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Daniel, we do have a couple of phone calls. We're going to go straight to the lines. We have Roger in New Mexico. Want to talk about fossil fuel. Roger, how are you today?
Just fine. This is a great subject. I have yet to hear anybody ever say this. Anybody that says we have to eliminate fossil fuel doesn't realize that our food comes from the Haber chemical process that converts natural gas combined with air into ammonium nitrate. They distribute that to all the farmers. They pump it in the ground. They grow bumper crops. We feed the bumper crops to our cows, pigs, sheep, and cattle, and we have plenty of food. If you eliminated natural gas, we'd all be dead in 1 year.
Okay.
So I wonder if Roger then agrees with Vice President Biden that he says when he becomes president, he will eliminate carbon dioxide by 2030, because I don't know how we're going to have any food.
Well, I'm a solar scientist engineer. What's he going to do, refreeze the permafrost? The permafrost melted in 1980. It melted. It releases trillions of tons of CO2. What is he going to do about that?
You know, these are the scientists we need. Thank you so much for calling in. And we need more scientists like you. Yeah, who can share real facts, real scientific facts. And that's a great point he made. So that's a fun call. You're listening to the best, Beth Ann.
Thank you, Roger. Appreciate it. We're going to go to Joe. Now, Joe's our deep thinker, and he's got some pros and cons on this tech stuff. Joe, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and how are you, Beth Ann?
I'm doing great. Thank you, sir.
All right. That's clear. Yeah, your conversation has reminded me of something I've been thinking about quite a bit recently, and that's how with technological development, there seem to be always trade-offs. You know, we think of technological development as this is progress. Everything is getting better and better and better because of the technological development. But if you really look at it, if I really look at it, anyway, I seem to see that, no, there's trade-offs with technological development. You know, we get some benefits. Some things get better, but then there seem to be always some things that get worse as a result, too. And like what you're talking about, all these socialists, the idiot socialists that grow in cities that don't know where food comes from, that don't know how, you know, they can't think straight about, you know, what's feasible in the development of electricity, you know, whether wind power is really feasible or not. You know, they're just onto some idea that's touted as progressive. They don't seem to have the intelligence to be realistic. Well, how is this, you know, and it's all because of this increasing urbanization of the country, where people growing up in cities are more and more disconnected from the reality of where their food comes from, how their energy is produced, what's possible with energy production, what's not possible, all this kind of stuff. You know, disconnected from reality because of the environment of the city, which just encourages following as in fashions instead of realistic thinking. And so how has this all been made possible? Been made possible by labor-saving farm machinery. And the country is able to be so overly urbanized with so few people working on the land anymore because of all the labor-saving machinery that's made it possible for one person, one farmer, or one fisherman or something like that to do the job that hundreds of others used to have to do.
Right. Absolutely. I'm going to turn it over to Daniel.
No, it's a wonderful point, and I think we've always noticed that since the Industrial Revolution, and it's the difference there is we've had about 150 years to slowly move society into to adapt to technology. At the turn of the century, the year 1900, half of the people in America who were employed were in agriculture. I think that number is down to less than 2%, mm-hmm. And obviously we have many more people in America now, so we have been able to adapt. The problem is when the technology comes faster than we're able to adapt, and I think you see that the most when it comes to social media and the internet, because that has hit us probably harder than the Industrial Revolution and faster, and we're not able to catch up. And now you do see so many problems with young people, societal problems, school shooting problems, suicide problems that come from a society that isn't able to adapt to things like Facebook and Twitter faster than Facebook and Twitter is changing us. And so you raise a great point. These are the deep philosophical conversations of our time, and it's a wonderful conversation.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it so much. And, you know, you kind of mentioned – go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. There's a famous quote from an old woman from the late 19th century. And she said, we used to have wooden ships and iron men, and now we have iron ships and paper men. And so there seems to be something to this idea that technology gets better and better. You know, people tend to, on the whole, get worse and worse. There seems to maybe really be something to that idea.
I think you're right. All right, Joe, thank you. Appreciate that. You know, Daniel, we have, you know, you had mentioned before, I think it was last year on one of the shows where we talked about the washing machine, you know, the invention of the washing machine and how much time that saved for the mom or the woman in the house. And not that it's just female work. All my boys know how to run the laundry. They know how to do that. They know how to sort it. They know how to do it. But, you know, it's something that was a convenience where it took days to do the laundry. And now, you know, we get upset because it takes hours to do the laundry. You know, we have come a long way with technology and inventions and entrepreneurship here in the United States of America and across the world as well. But it's, you know, when you mentioned we could do a show all on Facebook and social media, and it came across to my mind this weekend. I was trying to write some things down that social media has become socialist. That's all it is. And when our children or adults spend too much time on social media, they disconnect from the world. They don't have that one-on-one, that face-to-face conversation. We've lost the art of writing letters and those kind of things that are so precious. I remember when my grandmother would write a letter home, and we'd all sit around Mom, and she'd have the letter. Grandma ran out of paper, and she'd write around the edge of the paper. You know?
Exactly.
But, you know, we've kind of lost some personal touch with social media.
That's a great point, and I you know, hope soul to God one day to have kids and be as good a parent as you are and as my mom was and is still. But that is a deep concern I have, is I do see too many two-year-olds who are just given a tablet because it keeps them entertained and it keeps them quiet, and it's easier, no doubt about it. And I'm not judging the parents who do that. But,
no,
but,
no.
And this is a harsh analogy, and I don't mean it with any disrespect, but just in the way that you don't give your pet, when you're training it, positive reinforcement for negative behaviors because you're establishing a bad relationship. A two-year-old is establishing a bad relationship with that tablet. That's where it's getting its positive reinforcement, its love, and that's not a direction you want your kids to go in, and that's my concern for social media as well.
Yeah, and if you keep playing solitaire on the tablet, you're never going to learn how to shuffle the cards. I'm just
exactly.
You're never going to learn how that feels in the hand to shuffle the cards. Daniel, we're out of time. Thank you so much for spending the hour. I know. We had a lot of fun today. I appreciate you so much. You have a great Independence Day. And celebrate that independence. And thank you for continuing to fight for our independence. And thank you for doing all you can to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your... just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5.
Timely, credible, thoughtful discussion.
Without the partisan outrage, this is the Loving Liberty Radio Network.